The husband to whom father and mother gave me I saw brought down by spears before our town, with my three brothers whom my mother bore. Dear brothers, all three met their day of wrath. But when Achilles killed my lord, and sacked the city of royal Mynes, not a tear would you permit me. No, you undertook to see me married to the prince Achilles, conveyed by ship to Phthia, given a wedding among the Myrmidons. Now must I mourn your death forever, who were ever gentle. She wailed again, and women sobbed about her, first for Patroclus, then for each one's grief. Meanwhile, Achaean counselors were gathered, begging Achilles to take food. He spurned it, groaning, "No, I pray you, my dear friends, if anyone will listen, do not nag me to glut and dull my heart with food and drink. A burning pain is in me. I'll hold out till sundown without food. I say I'll bear it." With this he sent the peers away, except the two Atreidae and the great Odysseus, Nestor, Idomeneus, and old Lord Phoenix. These would have comforted him, but none could quiet or comfort him until he entered the bloody jaws of war. Now pierced by memory, he sighed and sighed again, and said, "Ah, once you too, poor fated friend, and best of friends, would set a savory meal deftly before us in our field shelter, when the Achaeans wished no time lost between onsets against Trojans. Now there you lie, broken in battle. Ah, lacking you, my heart will fast this day from meat and drink as well. No greater ill could come to me, not news of father's death, my father, weeping soft tears now in Phthia, for want of that son in a distant land who wars on Troy for Helen's sake, that woman who makes the blood run cold. No greater ill, even should my son die, who is being reared on Scyros, Neoptolemus, if indeed he's living still. My heart's desire had been that I alone should perish far from Argos here at Troy, that you should sail to Phthia, taking my son aboard your swift black ship at Scyros, to introduce him to his heritage, my wide lands, my servants, my great hall. In this late year Peleus may well be dead and buried, or have few days yet to live, beset by racking age, always awaiting dire news of me, of my own death.